I've been reveling in a way in my own heart concerning the desire of God for you and me as God's children to walk in love, even as Christ loved us. And allow me again to read from the fifth chapter of the book of Paul to the Ephesians. You remember we're dealing with this. We've been dealing with this question of the walk of the believer in Christ as found in the book of Ephesians. We've gone through four chapters of this blessed book, and in chapter four we walk in the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We are to walk in the power and blessing of a new creation. And now the third exhortation is in the first seven verse of chapter five. We are to walk in love. And permit me again to read these first two verses. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. These are an amazing truths, amazing facts. Be therefore followers of God. As the children of God, we are to follow him, and God is love, as we found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16. Now we're following the pattern in verse 2. We were speaking of this in our last lesson, that Christ Jesus is given to us as the pattern of our love for each other. We are to walk in love as Christ, even as Christ also hath loved us. And may I again remind you of the verses which we were quoting to you. A new commandment I give unto you, said the Savior, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And love sacrifices for the one who is the object of our love. We are to walk in love even as he did, a sacrificial love. And I make bold to repeat those things. A genuine love is always willing to sacrifice. And if you are not willing to sacrifice for the one who is the object of your love, I question how much reality there is to your love. I know when we come to the question, and I'll be coming to this pretty soon, when you get down to the end of the chapter, the relationship between husbands and wives, and then parents and children, and servants and masters. We come to this portion of Scripture. I want to spend some time on this because my heart is very heavy as I realize the lack of love in so many Christian families. It just seems today we're living in a life of self-will and selfishness. And my friend, genuine love is willing to sacrifice. I needn't say any more here except verse 2. Now, how was our Savior's love manifested? He hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And as I said, here you have given to us the burnt offering, a sweet-smelling savor. Do you know how the Lord Jesus Christ became a sweet-smelling savor to his Father? A love that perfectly satisfied God was because he was always obedient to his Father. You remember John chapter 4, he could say, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. John chapter 5, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. In John 8:29, I do always the things that please him. In Hebrews chapter 10, 5 to 10, it is written in the volume of the book, I delight to do thy will, O my God. And in Matthew chapter 3 and chapter 17, God said concerning Jesus, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What do you mean? Not only does love sacrifice, if I love God, I'll manifest my love by obedience. Listen to it. I'm reading the last verse of the 14th chapter of John. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, that the world may know that I love the Father. I obey his word. Obedience is the measure of our love for God, and sacrifice is the measure of our love for each other. May I repeat that? The measure of my love for God is my obedience to his word, and the measure of my love for the people of God or for one another is sacrifice. And Jesus said, "By this shall all know that you are my followers, if you have love one for the other." How much? "Even as I have loved you." And he manifested his love for us by sacrifice. And he manifested his love for the Father by obedience. So, may I bring it down to us today then. The measure of my love for God is my obedience to his word. But the trouble is, people don't read the word. "If a man love me," said Jesus, "he will keep my word." That's John 14:23. "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." But when it comes to each other, our love for each other is manifested by sacrifice. I want you to get that truth in your heart. First of all, concerning our Savior, that the world may know that I love the Father, even as he has given me commandment, even so I do. The world knows the love of Christ for the Father by his obedience to the word of his Father. "I delight to do thy will, O my God, for thy word is in my heart." And he manifested his love for us by sacrifice. I ask you the question, my friend, how much do you love God? How much do I love God? You know, we talk about it quite glibly, the fact that we love God. How is this love evidenced? By obedience to the Word of God. That calls for some diligence in reading the Word of God, otherwise how can I know what he wants me to do? And one of the sad lacks among most of us Christians is the fact we do not take the time to read the Word of God. And hence, we're not obedient children. We're living in rebellion and lawlessness. We run hither and yon. We're perfectly willing to accept the word of men, but not the word of God. And if I could only in some way put it before you, how can you know the word of God to be obedient to that word if you do not read the word of God? How can I know the purpose of God? How can I know the character of God? How can I know the depths of the love of God? I must go to his word. It must be, as the first psalm, the second verse says, concerning our Savior, "And in his word did he meditate day and night." This is the sad lack among Christians. This is why people go off on tangents. This is why so many professing Christians fall for the false doctrines of the day, the false movements of the days, because they do not know the word of God. If I say I love Christ, I love God, then it'll be evident by my obedience to his word. But how can I know what he wants me to do if I do not read his word? And then secondly, I manifest my love for each other, my love for Christians, my love for my family. By what? By sacrifice. And it says here that Christ loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, I wish I could put into words this one thing. And I'm staying here because I feel it's one of the greatest needs of the day for Christians to be obedient to God and to love his brother. You see, well, Mr. Mitchell, I believe in God. Yes, I take your word for that, but God is the one who sees your faith. I can't see your faith, but I can experience your love. And how will that love be manifested? By sacrifice. Do you know one of the reasons why there's so many broken homes? Do you know why there's so many lives that are empty, crushed, bruised, even in some Christian homes? Because of a lack of genuine love, the one for the other. And if I say nothing else today, and if you get nothing else today, I hope you get this. My love for God is revealed by my obedience to His Word. And my love for God's people and for my family and for men and women everywhere is evidenced by sacrifice. Am I willing to sacrifice for the ones who are the object of my love? So genuine love for each other is displayed in sacrifice, and genuine love for God and for His Son is evidenced by obedience to the Word of God. I'm going to leave that with you today. And if you want to know what God wants you to do, you read the Bible. You won't get it by any other way but by the Word of God. The Word of God's a complete revelation of God to people. If I want to know what He wants me to do, if I want to know His character, if I want to know the desire of His heart, I must stay in the Word of God. And by the way, when you stay in the Word of God, then your life is cleansed, and not only soul, but you'll enter into a vista of truth, into a vista of living that you never thought was possible. Your life will feel clean as you read the Word of God and then obey it. And when you do that, it'll be easy to love your brethren. Be easy to love those who are unlovely. Love makes it simple, makes it easy. Now today, you revel in the love of God by obedience, and then manifest your love for others by sacrifice. There'll be great joy in this. Instead of being on the receiving end, you're on the giving end. This is real joy. And God grant you may experience that today for His name's sake.